USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Royal reception. President Trump and the First Lady in London. A busy first day during the state visit as the president meets with the Queen of England at a lavish state dinner. Queen Elizabeth dressed in a royal white dress with white gloves. President Trump in a black tux with white shirt and white bow tie.
We affirm the common values that will unite us long into the future. Freedom, sovereignty, self-determination, the rule of law, and reverence for the rights given to us by Almighty God.
In other news, a deadly weekend in Chicago, 52 people shot, 10 of them killed. Police Superintendent Eddie Johnson telling reporters,
"You know, I tell you this, the one thing that you can never measure, Ryan, is the amount of crime we prevent. You just can't measure that."
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now, that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
Andro 400 Max, man, that's a game changer. You know, I don't eat as much as I used to, and I don't miss it, and I don't feel deprived. I've lost 37 pounds, and the spare tire on my waist is gone. I mean, it's gone. Plus, I've got a lot more energy. You know, I couldn't be happier.
Now, listen to what Bill said about Andro 400.
I have tried all kind of different things to lose weight for years, and this thing is crazy. I've lost 20-something.
Taking a look now at your money on Wall Street, the Dow gaining almost 5 points to close at 24,819. The NASDAQ down a whopping 120 points, off 1.6%. The S&P 500 down 7 points. Staying now with news about the economy, the impact of a trade war with China and now with Mexico, one of the factors leading to another drop in the price of gasoline this week. USA Radio's John Clemens reports.
The other factor is a decrease in the price of oil that is down almost $5 from last week to $52.67 a barrel. That compares to $66 back in April. Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com gives us the latest figures.
The national average gallon of gasoline in the U.S. has shed another 2 cents per gallon. The nation's average now $2.81 per gallon. We now stand about 14 cents lower than where we were last year on the state.
This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Leaders from Mexico meeting with members of the Trump administration to discuss tariffs.
Delegation is in Washington, D.C. for talks as President Trump threatens across-the-board tariffs in an effort to get the country to do more to stop the flow of migrants across the southern border. Republican AG from Texas, Ken Paxton, tells Fox News this is what needs to be done.
Well, obviously the president has been concerned about this for a long time. He's been talking about problems with Mexico allowing illegal immigration through their own country and then into our country for his entire administration. So hopefully with this threat of a tariff, we will get action by Mexico to actually at least protect our border if they don't want to protect their own.
As far as how Mexico has responded, the Attorney General tells Fox News,
it looks like they are responding. They immediately sent people up to Washington to talk. Those talks are beginning and hopefully in earnest, and hopefully Mexico will take this seriously and respond to what the president is asking, which is just stop the illegal flow and we can keep these tariffs off.
I'm Tim Berg.
USA News for your health now. Good news about coffee.
This new study finds that drinking 25 cups of coffee a day is no worse for your heart than drinking just one. Researchers with the British Heart Foundation looked at more than 8,000 people who drank varying amounts of coffee and they compared MRI scans. The data seems to contradict previous studies that suggested that coffee stiffens arteries and increases the risk of heart attacks. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.